I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Tonight, we want to continue with our preparation. First week of travail is always the most important week because we get the opportunity to prepare ourselves for the move of God. God told Joshua, I am about to visit the land and I am about to do wondrous things in your midst. And then Joshua immediately communicated to the people and said, prepare yourself, sanctify yourself this day. For tomorrow, the Lord is about to do wonders amongst you. So because the Lord has spoken to me concerning restoration and recovery, I've also come as your prophet. And I am telling you that prepare yourself this week. For in the course of the travail, God is about to do wondrous things in your life. I said, God is about to do wondrous things in your life. Lift up your right hand and say, I take my portion. Hallelujah. And so we have been speaking about becoming effective in your prayer. And we said, number one, to become effective in your prayer, you will need a heart preparation. You will need a heart preparation. And then we also said, number two, you would need a word preparation, that you need to gather enough scriptures and go before the Lord in the multitude of his word so that you will be justified. For he said, come and plead your case. Come and explain to him why he should do what you say he should do for you. Come and reason with him. That is why he said that, declare ye now unto me, so that you will be justified. So you have to come and declare his word back to him, that in fact I have that ABCD, but your word says, because of that, Lord, have mercy on me and still do this for me. Are you following me? And we looked at how the word of God helps us to be effective in prayer. And tonight we'll quickly rush through number three, and perhaps number four, if not so, number three. Faith preparation. Everybody say faith preparation. Say faith preparation. That you must prepare yourself faith-wise. You must gather enough faith when you are approaching God in prayer. That if your prayer will amount to something, if it will be a result oriented prayer, if it will be an effective prayer, then it must have a faith preparation. It must be backed by faith, preceded by faith. It must be mixed by faith, and it must be supported by faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 verse 6, that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So those who come to God must first and foremost have faith. They must believe in him and believe in his ability. And that's what I've been explaining to you, that faith is believing in the personality of God, the deity of God, believing that he is God, and also believing in his ability and his capability. That is faith. And so for you to be able to profit in this year's travail and to receive answers to the five things that are on your heart or the many things that you are going to request from God, you must approach this fast with faith. Don't come already discouraged. Don't come already hopeless. Don't come without faith. Because when you come to God without faith, you are likely to pray but not have results. The Bible says that for whatsoever you pray, believing, you shall receive. That means that you can only receive what you ask for if you believe it. If you believe it. If you believe it. All the people that came to Jesus asking him for one form of miracle or the other, Jesus used to ask them a very important question. And the question is, do you believe that I can do this? Do you believe? And as long as they are able to justify their faith, they qualify for the miracle. So these 40 days, if you can justify your faith before the Lord, then you can qualify for the blessings that the Lord has for you. Clap your two hands. Come on, do it better. Do it better. Shabarakata kabareka de kabrahadesh. And so the Bible says that if you must come to him, then you must believe that he is. So a preparation of faith is a prerequisite for effectiveness in prayer. You must build up your faith for whatever you are looking for. You are looking for a child, then gather faith for a child. Gather faith for a child. You are looking for a job, then you must gather faith for a job. You are believing God to settle down in marriage, then you must gather faith. He said, I didn't say gather money. Gather faith. I get what I'm saying. Because whatever represents a need in your life, if you are going to God in prayer with that need, you must gather faith to receive that thing. Faith is actually your spiritual currency for the purchasing of your business, of your miracle. If you are going to transact spiritual businesses with God, we do transactions in the spirit by faith. It's not physical money. Faith is like the money you take to the shop to say, I want this car. If you have faith enough for the car, then God can release it for you in the spirit. If you have faith enough for the marriage, then God can release it for you in the spirit. If you have faith enough for the house, then God can release it for you. Whatever you go to God for, you must go with the purchasing power. And the purchasing power for the miracle of restoration and the miracle of recovery is called faith. Clap your two hands for the Lord. In Mark 11 verse 24. In Mark 11 verse 24. Bible says that whatsoever. Whatsoever you ask. Therefore I say to you, whatsoever you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So in this travel, you have come to ask about certain things. They form part of the whatsoever. It may be a traveling opportunity. It may be an academic door. It may be a ministry door or a ministry opportunity. I don't know what that thing represents. But whatever it is, it's part of whatsoever. And the Bible says, Jesus says that for you to receive whatsoever that you are praying about, you must believe to receive them. And then you can have them. So tonight, one of the things that you need to prepare is faith. You need a faith preparation. You need a faith preparation. You need to be convinced that God is real. You need not to have God. There are people who don't believe God is real. You must believe that God is real. And you must believe that God is able to do what I'm praying about. That God is able to give me what I'm asking for. And if you can have that faith, Jesus says that you shall have them. May you have whatever you present before the Lord. I said, may you receive whatever you ask from the Lord. I pray that this year, travel 2025, everything you table before the Lord shall be answered speedily. It shall be answered speedily. Because of your faith, be preaching. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So therefore, build up your faith. Build up your faith. Tell somebody about you, build up your faith. If your prayer will amount to anything this year, build up your faith. How do you build up your faith? How do you build up your faith? How do you build faith muscles to receive those powerful testimonies, those mind-blowing miracles? Hear the testimonies of some people, realize that this person has faith. And you hear another person, realize that there is no faith, that's why nothing happened. And so, how do you build faith? You build faith first and foremost by your knowledge of the Word of God. You build faith by your knowledge of the Word of God. It is what you know that gives you the audacity to ask for what you are asking for. You will never ask for that money if you think it cannot be given. If you think it doesn't even exist, you will never go and ask for it. But the day you hear that your father left you this property, a certain audacity enters you. True or not true? The day you hear that this thing belongs to your mother, a certain audacity enters you. And you start confronting things and confronting people to make demands for it. Because knowledge brings power. Knowledge empowers. Knowledge brings audacity. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so, if you want to build faith, then you must increase your knowledge. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing. Tell somebody, hearing and hearing. Or tell another, hearing and hearing. Faith doesn't come by hearing it once. Faith doesn't come by hearing it once. If you hear something once, it doesn't produce enough faith. It will start it. But if you are really looking for strong faith, if you want to really believe about something, realize that you have to hear the thing over and over. If everywhere you go, they tell you that you are supposed to become this, as we come down, and three people, four people have told you, somewhere, somehow, you believe it. If only one person said it, you still have doubt. Maybe the person was lying to me. But you go here, you hear it. You go there, you hear it. You go here, you hear it. It produces faith in your heart. That's why the Bible says that for faith to come into your heart, you must hear and hear. Tell somebody, hear and hear. By continually hearing. That is why in this church, we teach a lot. I mostly tell people that this is not in code. This is a prophetic church. It is not. Even though God speaks through his servant and releases prophecy, but this is not a prophetic church. I tell people always, we emphasize the word of God. We don't emphasize miracle. We don't emphasize I see. We don't emphasize acquaintance. We emphasize the word. So there is no rescue meeting that doesn't have a word section in it. We even have the devotion part of it. So in case you didn't do your devotion, you have some injection of a little word. A little word. Because the word of God is important for the building of faith. It is the building blocks of faith. The word of God is the building blocks. The more you pack the word of God into your spirit, like Paul says that, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Not shallow. Rich. Have you prepared showcase before? Have you prepared showcase before? Well, that day maybe you hit some contract, me, so you get some ideal milk, me. That day, that kind of me, that kind of showcase or that kind of Milo that you will do, if you use it to paint a wall, there will be an impact. Searching. Now the Bible says that if you now understand what richly means. The Bible says that let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Like the word of God should enrich your life. That whatever you say when you open your mouth, we have lines of scriptures coming out. What are you even joking with people and you are quoting scriptures? You are even talking about everything and there is some scriptural knowledge in your words. Like you can't make one complete sentence without something biblical coming out, because your words, your heart is filled. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. Colossians 3, think verse 16. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So that is one of the ways to build faith. And what is the other way to build faith? The other way to build faith is by speaking in the Holy Spirit. Is by praying in the Holy Spirit. One of the ways to build faith for a miracle or for what you are looking for, Jude 1:20. Jude has only one chapter, so we say Jude 20. But it's Jude chapter 1 verse 20. Bible says that building up upon your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Building up upon your most holy faith. Building up upon your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. When I was believing God for my second child, I declared a fast. And when I engaged the fast, the whole about the fast that I went to do was to gather enough faith to break the waiting for the second child. So I went to men's room. I locked myself for 3 days and I prayed and prayed and prayed and set my computer on with anointed message that talks about what I'm looking for. And I was listening to messages on faith, and I was listening to Papa Oyedepo, and he was speaking and teaching. And you know, faith cometh by hearing and hearing. So I went to build faith for my second child because it was delaying. So I said, Lord, my second child must come now. And I went to look for what would give me the audacity to break the weight. So when I went, I fed myself. Then the word of God was hitting me left, right, left, right, left, right. And one statement that Bishop made, which was founded on the word of God, says that your father is a baby maker. You can never be a baby beggar. Then I jumped up. I said, that is what I'm looking for. It registered in my spirit that my father is a baby maker. I can never be a baby beggar. My father, I walked in that auditorium praying. My father is a, you see, that generated faith in my heart that my father is a baby maker. So when I came back, I typed it. I printed it and I pasted it in my bedroom where I sleep on, the bed I sleep on with my wife. I pasted it there. So anytime I am with my wife, I'm looking at it and I'm rehearsing it. My father is a baby. I told my wife, later we wake up, read this thing, say it loud, that my father is a baby maker, so I cannot be a baby beggar. I told her, now all of us, anytime our eyes set on it, we say it. We said, so it became something our eyes were seeing and something we were saying, but I had to go and cut down the faith from somewhere. And in that year, in a travel like this, rehearsing that confession, the yoke of delay was broken and my second child came. So faith is something that we build up. It's not automatic. We build up. And aside the word of God, we build it by praying in the Holy Ghost. As you are praying like that, it is building your faith. It is building your faith. You will not know what you are saying, no. But maybe you have not been praying, But if you are the type that you pray a lot, you realize that you may enter into the prayer discouraged. But if you spend time in one corner and you pray and you pray and you pray, by the time you are moving from there, it looks like there's some fresh hope, fresh faith, that you have another reason to go and try again, another reason to go and give it a try, to go and try something again. The secret is in the prayer you were praying. You are charged yourself, you are connected, you have plugged in your faith, and it was charging. And by the time you move out of your prayer closet, you are moving with a higher level of faith than you entered. That is how miracles come. That is how breakthroughs are born. Thank you, Jesus. So that is how to build faith. When you pray in the Holy Spirit. When you pray in the Holy Spirit. And then now, praying in tongues. Quickly, praying in tongues. Number four, praying in tongues. I'm treating it as a different topic. Praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. Already I've started building it. I've already started talking about it. Even under building faith. Praying in tongues is one of the ways to be effective in your prayer. To be effective in your prayer is by praying in the Holy Ghost. The same Jude 1:20. I'm using it to lay a major point now. That even for your prayer to be effective, aside your faith being built, for your prayer to be effective, for you to know that this prayer I'm praying, I'll get an answer. You must not just pray with your words. Oh Lord, Lord, I need this, Lord, I need that. You may make mistakes. You may say things you shouldn't say. Your heart may betray you. God may see something in your heart. But when you switch to praying in the spirit, which Paul calls it praying in an unknown tongue, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, when you switch to praying the Holy Spirit, you have crossed the limit of understanding, and you have entered into an unknown territory, and you are speaking mysteries, and you are speaking things to God, and that makes your prayer more effective. You are likely to get an answer to your prayer when you add speaking in tongues to it than when you just pray with understanding. I get what I'm saying. You are likely to be effective in it by adding tongues. So I pray, Paul told them, I pray with understanding. I also pray in the spirit. So if you are here, learn how to pray with your mind and also learn how to pray with tongues. Because when you pray with tongues, it takes you to another dimension. It adds something to your prayer that makes it effective. Praying in tongues makes your prayer more effective than just praying with understanding. You obtain more results to your prayer when you go before God, or when you go beyond understanding. 1 Corinthians 14:2. 1 Corinthians 14:2. It says, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, or speaks to, who speaks in an unknown tongue, King James, does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. Are you getting it? He has crossed beyond understanding. He has gone beyond understanding. He has stepped beyond. See that sometimes you are praying thoughts and some people will criticize you. That if you are praying, that you even understand what you are saying. We don't need to understand it. Paul says that he who speaks in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. Why do they want to understand it? He speaketh unto God. He speaketh unto God. For no man understands him. No man includes himself. Do you understand what you are saying? No man understands him. Even the one saying it doesn't understand it. He's part of the no man. Tell the one by you are part of the no man understands. It's like when the Bible says that no man shall put asunder. Are you not part? Or is it just talking about your family members? You are part. What God shall join together, let no man put asunder. Say, let no man put asunder. You are part of the let no man. You too, if you break up, if you divorce, you are part. You are also guilty. So no man understands him. He includes you. Tell somebody, includes you. So stop trying to understand the tongues you are saying. No man understands it. Because you are not speaking to yourself. Your spirit, not your mind, is speaking to the Spirit of God. He's speaking to God. It is spirit to spirit. It's not soul. It's not body. It is spirit to spirit. And your mind is in your soulish realm. Your mind is in your soul. Your mind is not in your spirit. Your mind is in your soul. And so when you start speaking in tongues, you have stepped beyond the soul. You have stepped beyond the body, the brain, and you have entered into the spirit. And in the spirit, you, the soul, don't understand what the spirit is saying to the Spirit of God. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. Howbeit, in the spirit, he's speaking secrets. He's speaking mysteries. Mysteries in your father's house are being communicated. There's a discussion going on between your spirit and the Spirit of God concerning the secrets, the mysteries in your father's house. The mysteries that are responsible for the barrenness in your father's house. The mysteries that are responsible for ending as a pauper in your father's house. The mysteries that are responsible for all the atrocities. People dying younger in your father's house. People entering into poverty. People losing their lives and their glory. Those mysteries that nobody understands. When you start speaking in tongues, your spirit engages a discussion with the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit of God, concerning the secrets in your forefathers' house. You were not around 100 years ago, but there was someone who was around 100 years ago, and that person is the Spirit of God. He knows the secrets in your home, and if he wants to communicate it, he can only communicate it with your spirit, and your spirit can also respond with your spirit, and that discussion can go on spirit to spirit. Ask somebody, are you getting the scripture? And so when that happens, see that if you pray effectively like that, what I'm saying, try it. Midnight, take it personal. And just spend some 3 days of this fasting, midnight hour, praying. And you don't use any word. Just lift up your voice and pray in tongues, concentrate. Don't be dozing. Concentrate, pray in tongues. Concentrate. You will sleep and you start having dreams and you will see things, mysteries in your father's house, mysteries in the compound you are staying in, mysteries, things that are happening, things that would have happened to you, and all that mystery, they are called mysteries. But I pray that as we engage this fasting and prayer, may all mysteries be resolved in the name of Jesus. May all mysteries be resolved in the name of Jesus. Things that are secrets in your father's house, we will unearth them and destroy them. Things that are responsible for all the wickedness happening to young men and young women in your father's house, we will unravel it, and we will break it, and it will stop in your time. And you and your children and your grandchildren, you are going to be free from that mystery. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The mystery that makes every man end as a drunkard in your bloodline, that mystery will be settled on this altar. Your amen can be a believer's amen. I said the mystery that makes young women useless and unmarried, and they go and they come back, that mystery is settled on this altar. The mystery that makes young men end as beggars, that mystery is settled on this altar. Say, my mystery is settled on the altar. He that speaketh in unknown tongue. How in the spirit he speaketh mysteries, secrets. So it is one of the things that makes your prayers what? Effective. Praying in tongues makes divine help available for you to win in prayer. It makes help available. Bompaye ewo humu, bompaye ewo tongues moa. Emma nyame bwa impabona obono. That you are trying to pray, but now God decides to come and help you to talk to him. Don't know how to explain that for you to understand. Has someone tried to speak your native language and the person is unable to really communicate well? So as the person is struggling to say the thing, you go to help the person to say it to you. How can I explain to you? The person is trying to say the thing, but he's not getting the word well. It's not, then you are feeding his mouth with the words. For example, let me say, you are dealing with someone who is a stammerer, and the person is trying to say something. And you know the person will take so long to say that, but you've caught what he's about to say. Then you realize that instead of waiting for the person to spend those minutes trying to say that long thing, okay, and I'll call home, okay, and I'll fight. Then the person says, yes, then yes. What you are doing is that you are helping the person's infirmity. You are helping the person's limitation. You are helping the person to be able to effectively communicate with you so that you can help the person. Now, that is what prayer does. The Bible tells us in Romans 8, verse 26, that when we are praying in tongues, the Spirit helps our infirmity, because we don't know how we should pray, but He comes and takes over the communication and speaks to Himself on our behalf. He comes to tell you because He knows what we are trying to say. Now, me, say, oh, brother. And I say, oh, bon, pie. But I say, oh, pie, but not to talk, papa. So, you are not hitting the nail on the head. If you are not your uncle, and so, oh, the namu auntie. Oh, me, see, post, no. So, the Spirit takes over and directs the arrow to where it must go. It takes over and directs the blow to where it must go. Or maybe you are seriously praying about Kwame. Then you start praying this prayer. Maybe it's your season to master. It's not Kwame. It may be Peter. It may be Kwejo. As you are praying, oh Kwame, Eradie, Makwame Domi, Manajim Ramison. Then at a point you switch into tongues. Then you start praying Rapata Kaparakata. And in the tongues, the Holy Ghost said, it is not Kwame. Wherever Kwejo is, bring him. Let Kwame break up with her. Meanwhile, in your mind, you think you are praying Kwame. Kwame, Kwame. But the Spirit takes over and redirects the prayer. By the time you realize, hey, me bon pa yewe mom nyo me moye din o. As they call me a jam, then you are crying. Then 2 weeks after, Kojo steps into your life. In 3 months, you are in marriage counseling. But the 6 months, Papi, then you say, hey. So all along it wasn't Kwame. May that be your story. I said, may that be your story. May your prayer in the Holy Ghost direct you to the right company, to the right business, to the right customers, to the right destiny helpers. May your prayer in the Spirit, may it lead you to the ways of God and to the right places. Clap your 2 hands and say, I am the one. That is what you see. That praying in tongues makes you get help. Romans 8, 26 to 27. Look at what 27 said. Look at what 27 said. Look at what 27 said. Somebody working with me. 27 said, for he prayeth for us, he maketh intercession for us according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit. He prays for us according to God's plan for our life, not our own plans. And pray to the correct place. You may not even know what you are saying. You will believe the will of God. So how does the Holy Spirit help, or how does praying in tongues help you to be effective in prayer? How praying in tongues helps you to be effective? Number one, it helps you to pray into the realm of the unknown. It makes you pray about things you don't know. As you are here now, if there is fire in your house, will you know? But when we start praying right now, you may be killing a certain witch. But as you are praying in tongues, God directs to your house. And the fire that is about to burn in your house, God can save you. You pray the unknown. Tell somebody, you pray the unknown. Scripture says that in 26, Romans 8, 26, that when he who prays in unknown, he says that he, God says, likewise the Spirit helps our weakness. For we know not what to pray, but the Spirit helps us to know or to pray what we ought to pray. So the Spirit helps us to pray the things we don't even know about. Because maybe you are supposed to be praying for your brother because he's about to have an accident, but you don't know. You are busily praying for your mother to get healed or something. But as you are praying in tongues, thinking you are praying for your mother, the Holy Spirit is directing it to save your brother who may be in school or something. So praying in tongues makes you get resource in prayer because it helps you to pray the things you don't know about. Do you understand what I've just explained? There are many things you have no idea about. Things that happened between your mother and somebody that brought a curse on the whole family. Things that happened between your forefathers. You have no idea of these things. But praying in the Holy Ghost, the Bible says that he that searches the deep things of God is the Spirit of God. He searches the deep things. So he can search 200 years ago and bring out that secret and solve it. So if you pray in the language you don't know, you will deal with things you don't know. If you pray in the language you know, you only deal with things you know. But if you pray in the language you don't know, you deal with things you don't know. Tell the one by you, if you pray in the language you don't know, you deal with things you don't know. How does the Holy Spirit help your prayer? Or how does praying in tongues help your prayer to be effective? Number two, it helps us pray the will of God, the plan of God for your life. Like the example I gave you with Kujo and Kwame. It helps you pray the will of God for your life. Write prayers at the right time. Say, write prayers at the right time. So this 40 days, don't come and waste your time praying wrong prayers. Pray more in the Holy Ghost. If I were you, I would just pray 5 minutes or just 2 minutes in understanding. And I'll switch the rest of the minutes to tongues. Because I have more hope that if I pray in tongues, I'll hit the target. Number three, because it helps us gain access to revelations of mysteries or hidden secrets. 1 Corinthians 14:2. 1 Corinthians 14:2. The Holy Spirit makes our prayers effective before it gives us revelations. It helps us to search, to search, to search. And we get hidden secrets. How be it, he speaks mysteries, hidden secrets. Then 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. It says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. There are many things God has for you that you don't even know. There are many plans God has for you that you have no idea about. But verse 10 says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. By his Spirit. So when you pray in tongues, you engage his Spirit to reveal them to us. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. The deep secrets of God. In this travail, as we engage in prayer of tongues, may God begin to reveal the deep things in your family to you, the deep things in your destiny to you, the deep things in your future to you, the deep things, the deep plans that God has for you. Clap your two hands and rise up to your feet. Clap your two hands and rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.
come on.